Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Your new way to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Hi-yo!
Happy Wednesday! I forgot what day it was.
I thought you were going to go straight hump with me.
No, I forgot what day it was.
Well, it happens.
It's a thing.
Welcome to life on Camel Country 107.9. Oh, it's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
So, okay, Groundhog's Day. Cheyenne, how was Kelsey Ballerini last night?
Now that it actually happened, Nico, Kelsey was phenomenal.
Hey.
She was so good.
Love that.
I will say, apart from Kelsey's show, the funnest part was walking around and, like, when I leave, because I leave early, obviously.
Yeah.
So I have to be here in the morning. It's seeing all the dads and the boyfriends and husbands who were clearly dragged there because their significant others or daughters wanted them there.
Yeah.
All of them look the same.
Yeah.
Their arms were either crossed or hands in their pocket, and they were just dead inside.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, Kelsey's for a crowd, right? She has her audience.
It was a very feminine crowd, and I was here for it. But yeah. If you were a dad and you went for your daughter, my hat is off to you.
And what if you were a dad and you were just jamming out to Kelsey Ballerini?
Then you would remind me of my dad, because my dad took me to Britney Spears when I was in the fifth grade with me and three of my best girlfriends at the time, and he was wonderful.
He was hitting them, baby, one more time.
He was. He was literally, we'd be driving there and be like, ooh, Britney, ooh, ooh, hit me, baby. It was literally a thing. He still awesome. Does it to this day. Kelsey's voice is exquisite.
Yeah.
She looked stunning.
She is a monster, man.
It doesn't matter what
when it comes
on.
To females in country music.
Yeah.
She is up there.
She was so great. It was great.
Was her boyfriend there?
He was, but I did not see him.
Oh, they didn't get him on camera or anything?
Not while I was there. Oh, okay. No. So if anyone did see him, I did not.
Of course, she's famously dating the guy from Outer Banks.
Chase
John
Stokes.
John B. Don't know his real name.
Chase Stokes.
All I know is that guy is super famous.
Yeah,
like,
I guess.
Super famous.
I didn't know who he was until she started dating him. So.
I saw a video. You didn't see Outer Banks?
No.
Oh, I love that show for some reason. It's not for me.
You know it was filmed in Charleston?
I thought it was filmed in the Outer Banks, but that's cool.
Part of it was filmed in Charleston. Trust me, every Uber driver I got into last week made sure to tell us.
All right, cool. Yeah, I don't know. It's definitely not catered to men of my age, but man, I like that show. Anyway, I saw a video of him. He went to a college football game, and they put him on the big screen. And college football games are big, 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 big.
Yeah.
Like 80, 90... maybe 100,000 people, and they were losing their absolute mind for John B, which I thought was hilarious.
His name is also Chase Stokes.
Yeah, he will be John B forever. It's kind of like Adrian Grenier. He's going to be Vinny Chase forever. And you still don't know who that is.
I do know who it is.
Oh, you do now?
Yeah, I do remember. I do know who it is.
The Devil Wears Prada.
Yes.
Brung you in.
Yep.
Brought you in, brung you in. Anyway, yesterday we got to do another cool event, which... in my eyes, was one of the coolest things we've done so far in my 3 months of being on this show, and that was hang out at Luka Air Force Base with Chase McDaniel and give out Country Thunder tickets to the troops.
I would agree. It was one of the coolest things that I've ever done, because I've never done anything like that.
That was amazing.
So it was so cool to be able to meet our active service members and see them in uniform, on their lunch, hanging out at Club 5-6.
And it was a packed house.
Oh my gosh, you couldn't have fit any more people in that room.
We do that kind of stuff.
We do that kind of stuff.
So that was super fun. And when he was talking about his music, if you get a second and check out Chase McDaniel, cool guy, great music, amazing performer. He started to talk about his mama and papa.
I know. He
and
loves his,
like,
mama.
Mama and papa. You say that in public, don't you?
He does.
You don't just say it in reference to your grandma and grandpa.
Nope. That is what they are, his mama and his papa.
He heavy mama'd and papa'd, and it made me... like get a little, because I, as you guys may know, I grew up with my grandmother was the only parental figure in my life. So to hear him say Mamaw and Papaw, I was like, oh, you little
It makes you love him so much more, doesn't it?
I want to put you in my pocket with your cool hair.
And you can, because he is
He's very small.
Not a big guy. he walked in the room and I went, oh, okay.
So that was amazing. If you get an opportunity to stop by a Camel Country Thunder ticket stop, we have another one today.
I will be out at V-Cuiva tonight, so come and see me.
Okay, should we get into a program?
We should also get into a program.
Happy Hump Day. Let's go, Camel Nation.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
Johnny hit me up and said his brother Alex is far too highly dependent on ranch dressing.
Okay. To what extent?
To the extent that he actually carries a bottle around with him.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's wild.
So let's give him a call.
Hello?
Hi, is this Alex?
Yeah.
Hey.
Who is this?
Hey, Alex. It's Nico from Nico Breaks the News.
Okay.
I have news for you. I'm breaking news for you. From your brother, Johnny?
Okay.
I know this may seem a little confusing. Your brother Johnny hired me to speak to you about some news. He wanted me to tell you that you don't have to put ranch on everything. Your overuse of the salad dressing is nauseating and in some cases absolutely disgusting. There's no shot that you use the dressing as much as you do realistically, and you should give it up. You are not the Hidden Valley spokesman, and you never will be.
All right.
So, can we talk about this problem that you have here, Alex?
I mean, I don't know if it's a problem, but, you know, I mean, yeah, we could talk about it.
Do you use it on breakfast foods?
I mean, not yet, but if you've got any recommendations, I'm definitely open.
Alex, it's Nico and Cheyenne from Camel Country. Ham and eggs with a little side of ranch? That might go.
That sounds terrible. Don't do that.
Did I just give you an idea or what?
I hope not.
I mean, I've always considered ranch with eggs, but, you know.
All right. What is your favorite dish with ranch? What do you refuse to eat if it doesn't have a side of ranch with it?
Oh, definitely chicken tenders.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What else are you supposed to dip chicken tenders
for sure.
in?
That's pretty, yeah.
Hot sauce?
Honey what? Mustard? A barbecue? Oh,
okay, valid. See, look at all these options. You don't have to dip it in ranch.
Sweet and sour?
Yeah, none of that.
Well, either way, your brother wanted to give you a little crap today. So, you know what? Maybe we'll just subscribe him to, like, a ranch of the month of the club.
I think that's a great
ranch
idea, actually. You should do that.
Just send him ranch. Just keep sending him ranch.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
Sometimes our boss feels like his camera's not on when it's on. I get caught doing some stuff once in a while, too. But Cheyenne, you witnessed something, brought it to my attention. I went, oh, my God, yeah, that totally happened.
Drew Blando is our boss here on the Camel. And he did something in a meeting yesterday that potentially changed how my interactions with him will go for forever.
How you view him.
Yep.
Moving forward.
We were at a Zoom meeting yesterday. And he sneezed into his hand.
Oh, yeah.
And it immediately gave me every form of ick I possibly could have.
He did it like an 8-year-old.
It was,
he was like, oh.
Straight up.
Right
square into the palm of his hand.
Yeah.
And in that moment, I went, I will never.
Not a tissue was stirring.
But all the boogies were in his hand.
Yeah.
It was disgusting. And I was like, I'm never going to shake. I will never shake his hand ever again. Because what else? If you're willing to sneeze into your hand so wildly,
that's just
what else
iceberg.
Are you doing in your hand?
Yeah.
What else are you
doing? Fist bumps from here on out.
Yeah, we are not.
Yeah, I'm air high fiving from now on.
I might even just do the elbow.
Air fives.
Yeah.
I'm going to be one of those people that like recreated the pandemic times. I'll be like, no, I don't touch anybody anymore. I'm sorry.
It's
6
yucky.
Feet of distance, sir.
It was such an ick, and I felt bad for having an ick towards my boss, but I can't do it. I'm sorry.
I mean, it falls in line, though. He's a pen chewer, too.
He is a pen chewer.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Did he chew on my pens while I was gone?
Ooh, I don't know.
He better have brought his own pens to chew on.
I would check out the tips of your pens.
That one's good.
Oh, geez, Louise.
That one's also good.
Yeah, they threw me for a loop a little
bit. God love him, but he sneezed into his hand, and it forever gave me an ick.
Maybe that just meant that he was so comfortable with us that he just, you know.
I don't ever want you to be comfortable enough to where you sneeze into your hand.
What's next? Farting into your hand, Drew?
Why?
Where does it go from here?
Where does it even end?
You savage animal.
I don't know, but it was gross, and I didn't like it, and now I'll never look at him the same. Well, he's forever the hand sneezer.
It's ruined. We are wave friends from now on. Congratulations. 602.
You did it yourself, Drew.
894-5653. You can text us. You can call us. If your boss has ever given you the ick, we would love to hear about it. 602-894-5653. Our boss, Drew Blando, has given Cheyenne the ick. She can never look at him the same way again.
I can't. He sneezed into his hand.
It was a forceful sneeze.
It was gross.
I think he blacked out. He didn't realize there was a camera on him.
Something happened. I don't know.
We got Jake in Avondale on the phone. Morning.
Morning. Hi.
What's going on with you?
Your boss sneezing right into his hand. That's pretty gross, but I think I got you beat.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
My boss, he is wont to fart during any meeting. Dude just lets it rip.
Oh my gosh.
Just totally not a care in the world. I mean, at that point, he might not even know.
He doesn't know.
It's just like that's how his body works.
He doesn't know.
And he can't contain himself anymore. But he doesn't just fart. He also lifts a cheek.
He leans to the side?
I'm leaning to the side right now, actually.
By lift a cheek, I mean manually grabs one of his ass cheeks.
Stop!
Allows it to rip roar.
Wow.
That's wild.
You work for a man who just does not GAF.
Yeah, it's not just that he doesn't care so much as I've seen a couple of times that he has a smirk on his face.
He knows. He's very aware. Yeah. He's like, watch this.
That's a little double tap right there.
That's wild.
That's diabolical.
You said it.
Take it easy. What? It's Nico and Cheyenne morning, y'all.
Morning.
We had a what moment this morning. The tried and true Frosty, the staple for Wendy's food. Like, what else has been around as long as the Frosty at Wendy's? What is the one thing that people know Wendy's for?
Is there Frosty? Well, so Frosty. When you think Wendy's, you think Frosty.
Exactly. That's what I was trying to say, but my mouth was not doing that. So why are they messing with it?
I don't know, because they do this all the time. Like, they'll bring in whatever mint nonsense they think belongs in ice cream. It doesn't.
Yeah, yeah.
But they try to. And then they do like an orange dreamsicle thing. Also, not acceptable.
I understand the one-offs, because they're here. They test them out. They bring them to market. They sell them. And then they're gone. These two changes they're making to the Frosty are going to be permanent.
Are they getting rid of the chocolate Frosty?
No.
Okay, I can be okay with that.
The ice cream itself is going to stay the same.
Okay.
The base, the vanilla, is also going to stay the same.
Okay.
But what they're doing is now they're introducing Frosty swirls, where you can throw a sauce of some type, whether it be chocolate, hot fudge, caramel, or butterscotch.
I can put some caramel into my chocolate Frosty?
Into your Frosty. And they're also introducing Frosty Fusions this spring.
What's a Frosty Fusion?
Allow me to tell you, Cheyenne. It's where you can customize your Frosty with cookies and cereal mix-ins. Mix-ins, if I may. Now you can get a Frosty with some mix-ins.
It sounds like they're trying to compete with, like, McDonald's, McFlurries, and the DQ Blizzards.
DQ Blizzards.
Yeah. Does it tell you what kind of mix-ins they're going to have?
Yes.
Okay.
Pop-Tart pieces? Oh, no, wait. That's the strawberry Pop-Tart one that's going to be a one-off.
Oh, okay. Wait, what?
Cookie pieces.
Hold on. They're having a strawberry Pop-Tart.
Yes, frosty.
Wow.
Strawberry Pop-Tart, crunchy.
That feels like diabetes in a cup.
It absolutely is.
Okay.
This is
it's not for me.
For Brimley, I want to tell you about diabetes. It's really bad. Yeah, so Wendy's hasn't officially shared what the new sauces and mixins will be.
Okay.
But it looks interesting. They're kicking it up a notch.
I'm going to try it. I will try anything with chocolate and some caramel and some cookie pieces.
Yeah, we're triers.
Yeah.
Abraham, what do you think about the upgrade, or is it a downgrade to the traditional solid, which I, in my opinion, solid chocolate frosty.
It is solid, right? Well, not literally, which is kind of the problem. I mean, the thing about
liquidish.
It's like soft serve on another level, right? It's very thin.
Yeah.
I don't know that it can accommodate mix-ins.
Kind of like all the mix-ins would fall to the bottom.
Yeah, it's not thick enough. So
like Culver's is thick enough to maintain its...
They call it a concrete mixer for a reason.
It stays up at the top, but I think you might be right. I don't know if it does have that thickness.
DQ Blizzard even is thick. Like Frosty's. Yeah.
But even the M&M's will sink to the bottom of a DQ Blizzard sometimes.
Uh-huh. Good point.
If you let it.
Culver's is also that. It's that butter cream. It's not like regular.
Culver's is another level.
Regular ice cream.
It's custard, right?
Yeah. Custard.
Yeah. Well, Camel Nation, if there's one thing we are known to do, it's try things and bring the evidence back to you.
Oh, for sure.
We will find out what the mixins are. We will find out what the houses are.
And if the fixins are worth it.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll find out. We'll let you know.
We got you.
Thank you.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
All right, it is time to debut a brand new set of 10 questions, Nico, but you guys know the deal. You only know the questions if the person playing gets them right. We've got Kaylee from Sun City on the phone. Good morning, Kaylee.
Good morning.
All right, are you ready to play Minute to Win It?
I'm as ready as I can be.
I love that. You've got 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You go as far as those right answers will take you. Once you get a question wrong, the game is over. Let's play.
All right.
10 questions. 60 seconds. Do you have what it takes?
Cheyenne's Minute to Win It starts now.
This Country Thunder headliner hails from Philadelphia, Mississippi.
What city, Mississippi?
Philadelphia, Mississippi. This Country Thunder headliner hails from Philadelphia, Mississippi.
Oh boy.
It's not Keith Urban.
this is going to be a tough one. Oh, gosh.
This Country Thunder...
I'm going to go with Hardy.
What low-calorie margarita brand was launched by reality star Bethany Frankel? I can hear your fingers.
Skinny Girl Margarita.
Who became the youngest winner of a Leading Actress Emmy for her performance in Euphoria?
Oh, boy. These are hard questions. Zendaya Coleman.
This Country Thunder performer is the nephew of John Michael Montgomery.
10 seconds.
Dylan Carmichael.
Ordering a cafe misto is just as a fancy way of saying half coffee, half what?
Half espresso?
Nope. That's not it. And right at the buzzer, but you did so well.
Not bad.
Thunder Google fingers did you well because you revealed question number 5, Kaylee in Sun City. So, unfortunately, you do not get to take the grand prize home, but you do get a pair of tickets of general admission into Country Thunder for Saturday.
Hey!
Yay! Thank you so much. That's what I'm shooting for.
Oh, well, perfect. You got that. So, good job.
Hey.
Kaylee, hang on just a second. We're going to grab some info from you.
Not bad. Is it time for another vacation yet?
Yes would be the answer to that. I mean, I'm still packed and ready to go, so why not at this point?
You got back like 5 days ago.
Yeah, I got back on Thursday, and I am still, my suitcase is still on the floor where I left it. Actually, I will say the only clothes that are out of it at this point are the clothes that I...
The stanky clothes.
Are the clothes that I threw up in.
Oh.
Like, threw up on
when I was sick. It took throwing up in your clothes to remove them from your, yeah, your baggage. It's still on your floor.
Yeah.
My wife does that, too. She's got the one of those huge, like, suitcases that's just, like, pushing the limits of every boundary.
Yeah, that's
like,
mine.
Even when they look at it, they're like, lady, like, do you have an animal in this suitcase?
My suitcase stands half as tall as I do.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she has
it's
one of
gigantic.
Those, and she will leave it on the bedroom floor. Mind you, my bedroom is not huge, and I have to tiptoe around this dang thing for at least, like, a week, maybe sometimes more.
Yeah.
Until she decides, I've used all the clean clothes out of my suitcase twice, and now I have to put it away.
Yeah, I also do that same thing. I don't know if it's... I don't have any specific reason as to why, other than the fact that I'm a procrastinator, which is weird because I don't procrastinate packing.
Yeah.
Because I get so stressed out about not being prepared.
Oh.
So I pack in advance, but I procrastinate unpacking because, like... Why?
Yeah, well, there's no rush.
Yeah.
Is the word lazy in the word procrastinator somewhere, somehow?
No.
Because that's what I see it as, Cheyenne.
Do you?
Laziness.
So when do you unpack?
Oh, I actually take a couple days, too.
Okay, then. What the heck? No, I just don't.
But I will immediately, right when I get home, I will open up that suitcase and the dirty clothes got to get in the hamper.
The dirty clothes need to get into the hamper and get into the washing machine for sure.
And if I'm a visiting family, I make it a point to have my mom do my laundry before I leave. Therefore, all my clothes will be clean.
Your mom does your laundry?
I can't stop her. She'll be like, I'm just going to do a little laundry before you go, Nico. And I'm like, oh, okay. What am I going to say? No, lady, stop it. I really want to clean my dirty drawers. No. I think a lot of people do this. I think so.
I couldn't tell you the last time my mom did my laundry, and my mom lives with me.
Listen, she does it once a year, and it's only like 3 items of clothing because I only go for like 3 days.
Yeah.
But she takes such pride in it.
Aww.
She will fold them cutely. I got your clothes all washed up. I'm sorry. I'm going to be sad. I'm going to be sad when you leave.
But
Nico, come back. Come back and see me sometime.
So you're going home in a couple of weeks.
I am.
So yeah. She's going to be doing all your laundry?
Again. I don't tell her to do it. Okay? You're making it sound like I go home to Detroit to get my laundry done. I'm not one of these college kids that like shows up at home with a hamper full of clothes.
Hey, Mom,
goes,
can you wash all my dirty clothes?
Hey, guys. I just came to say hello because I love you. And also, Mom, I'm out of laundry detergent at the dorm. Yeah, right. You lazy punk. 602-894-5653. How long does it take you to unpack your luggage? Marissa in Surprise. Morning.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
All right, so Cheyenne will let, rightly so, she will let her baggage sit there for days on end. My wife likes to go weeks on end. Where do you fit in this equation, Marissa?
If my husband didn't have me, it would be packed for eternity. He would never unpack his suitcase ever.
So it's
oh, it's a husband.
So it's not you, it's your husband that doesn't unpack his stuff.
Yeah, no, not me. Absolutely not. I am a human person who doesn't like things that smell.
I think that was a shot at you there, Cheyenne.
Oh, boy. I mean, I take the dirty clothes out, Marissa. It's all like my gross, dirty clothes sitting there.
Well, then you're stuff above my husband.
Hey.
He does not. He travels for work all the time, and he just, if I didn't unpack these clothes, I think we'd have to buy a new suitcase and a new wardrobe like every 2 months.
Oh my gosh.
But if he travels all the time, doesn't he understand that he's going to have to pack and unpack like a lot? And this is just a process he's got to do? Or is he just such a child that he's like, no, I refuse?
I mean, you tell me. We've had this conversation like every week for like a year and a half.
Is that like his thing? Is that like he knows you're going to take care of it, but it's the one thing that drives you insane, but you know also that you're going to take care of it?
I mean, at this point, yes, it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy, right? Like, I've sort of
listen,
set the tone.
He is a man on the go, okay? And he is showing that. He's very VIP. He has his cleaning lady to clean his clothes for him.
Do not call Marissa a cleaning lady.
Well, that's how he's treating
you.
Her.
That's true.
That is how he's treating you.
I'm going to sit on these feelings, just like I sit on all these dirty clothes. That's my husband.
Oh my gosh. I'm concerned.
You know what you should do? Marissa, next time he does that, hey, you send him off with dirty clothes and his
suitcase?
Just send him with a suitcase full of dirty clothes and just be like, have fun on your trip, babe.
Okay, that's another form of passing.
That'll teach him.
No, will it though?
That'll teach him.
Or is it just going to cut? No.
That would teach me.
I don't know what to do in this.
I would probably wear the dirty clothes.
I'm anxious.
I don't know. I don't want him to get fired though, because then he'd be home more.
Also true.
Also valid.
An appliance was broken in my house, and I'm mad about it.
What appliance was broken?
It was my garbage disposal.
Oh.
Now, the problem is, Cheyenne.
Yeah.
Is there were many contributing parties that could have broken said garbage disposal.
Like who?
Like my mother-in-law.
Oh, that's right, because you had a house full of people.
Sister-in-law. Yes.
Right, okay.
And this happened right after my wife's party, and the cleaning lady. I don't know who did it, but I do know that I fixed it, and we've kind of narrowed it down to one party.
Okay.
But I can't for sure. I can't for sure. So I don't want to blame anyone.
So how did you know it was broken?
Well, my mother-in-law, no, my grandma, we call her Grandma Gloria. She's not my grandmother. Sorry about that. Love you. She said, Nico, the drain smells like garbage. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's disgusting. It sounds like food has been sitting there.
Yeah.
That's normally what happens. And I was like, yeah, let's see what's going on with that. I took my hand, stuffed it in there. There was a bunch of French toast in there. Like
what?
A lot. Like an exorbitant amount of French toast in the garbage disposal.
That doesn't belong in there.
So I was like, what the hell is that? And then I asked my sister-in-law, and her name's Deanna, and she's from Staten Island. So she talks like this. What happened? I was like, there's French toast in the garbage disposal. She goes, yeah. So what? You can't put French toast down the garbage disposal, Nico? And I was like, no.
No, you cannot.
Can't. You're supposed to just like minor food remnants that after you clean off the plate, then you rinse the plate, and whatever comes off the rinse, then you can put it down the garbage disposal. So anyway, I found out that the French toast was not the problem with the garbage disposal. I ended up freeing it up. You can take an Allen wrench to the bottom of the garbage disposal and spin it around and around and around. Eventually, it will. Whatever is lodged in there will pop out. And it was this little piece of plastic. Come to find out, the cleaning lady that we had hired for my wife's birthday party was cleaning the water fountain or the drink fountain that we had. We had this nice little beautiful fountain that was kicking out margarita to everybody. It was delicious. She broke it.
Oh, no.
And I didn't realize that until I went to go, let me go see that drink fountain. And it was broken. So she broke it. She broke it, and there was a plastic piece lodged into the garbage disposal.
Okay.
Now, I can't pin this on her 100%, but I'm like 90% of it. And I paid her very well.
Right.
About $250 to clean up the party. Can I now charge said accusee of breaking the garbage disposal and invoice her?
I will tell you, the should have been a lawyer in me says without black and white evidence.
Concrete.
Absolutely not.
I can't invoice.
No,
can I have the conversation
not.
With her? Hey, did you notice that you broke things? Were you gonna maybe, I don't know, say something?
Say something?
It's kind of like when you back into somebody's car. Do you just pull away? Or do you go, I might leave a note. Well, she didn't leave a note.
She did not. Are you planning on using her again?
That's the thing. She's very kind.
See, and you do like her. She did a great job. So I think if you're planning on using her again for anything else.
We need to get clear the air. I don't know.
I'm so torn because I'm a lover of confrontation and conflict.
Should we call her?
No, don't do that to her. She'll never work for you again.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
But man, it would make for great radio.
It really would. I don't know. Camel Nation might need to weigh in on that one.
602-894-5653. Text, call. Do what you want to do. 602-894-5653. Camel Nation. Should I invoice? Should I reach out to her? ? Let me know. I've narrowed it down to the guilty party. I'm thinking about charging said guilty party with the crime of breaking my garbage disposal.
I think it would be more justified if you had to actually pay for the garbage disposal to be fixed, but you fixed it yourself.
I hear what you're saying, but Cheyenne, understand that my blood, sweat, and tears.
No, your time is worth money. It absolutely is.
Are very valuable.
Yes.
Okay. I actually said to my sister-in-law, I said, because my brother-in-law is not very handy. He's the type of dude, which I know a lot of these guys. It's not weird or unmanly. Not at all. For you to call somebody to help you in any, like, you know, fix Mr. Fix-It situation around the house. I'm the type of guy that will YouTube it if I don't know how to do it, and I will do it. Like, I've wired ceiling fans. I installed my garage door opener. Like, I do stuff.
You're a handy guy.
So, yeah. A little garbage disposal for me, I'm like... but anyway, it was blood, sweat, and tears. Long story short.
And you want to be reimbursed for your blood, sweat, and tears.
I at least want her to fess up.
Well, Camelation, I am sorry, does not agree with you.
Oh, great.
And it also feels like they know Dana, your wife, very, very well.
Okay.
At this point.
She's a kind human being.
So kind. The kindest. Text from the 408 is just simply, I love you, Nico, but I can't stand behind you on that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You can't do it.
I was expecting that one. Thank you.
Text from the 480. If you do that, you better hope your couch is comfortable. I think this is my favorite one. Text from the 602. Nico, you can't do that. Brooklyn Dana will kill you.
Yeah.
LOL.
Yeah, okay. So 3 for 3 on no, and also my wife would hate me for doing this.
Yeah, so maybe...
That's pretty accurate.
Not the best idea.
I really want to call her, though. Let's put
but
a poll
why?
Up.
But why? Like,
let's put a poll up.
What are you going to get out of it?
Should I call her, yes or no?
No, what are you going to get out of it, though?
Like I said, I need some type of finality. I need some type of
you
resolution.
You want her to admit and to apologize?
Yes.
Will an apology make you feel better?
Yes.
Nico, I'm sorry that she broke your garbage disposal.
It does make me feel a little bit better. Okay.
I'm here for you.
Cheyenne is taking you to Viquiva when she's 34 years old. 33.
I'm 33.
I'm
almost 34. Almost.
All right, so go see her tonight, 5 o'clock. She's got your Country Thunder ticket hookup.
I shall be there. Tickets every 15 minutes. Minutes.
Guys, it's super important that you show up to these Country Thunder ticket stops, not only because you get to see the delightful Cheyenne.
That's true.
But also, you get some Country Thunder tickets.
And it is the easiest way to get Country Thunder tickets. You literally just have to be there, have the card, put your name in, and
it's
hang
a raffle.
Around. Yeah, you hang around for an hour.
Yeah.
Chit-chat.
Chances are great.
They are really good.
They're usually about 1 in what? 25, 30?
Yeah.
Ish?
Sure.
All right. I was putting it on the low end.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not good at gambling odds, so I couldn't tell you. I don't know.
I think
it's
there's
one
about,
in some.
There's about 30 people that show up, is what I'm saying.
No. That's you're way on the low end on that.
Way on the low end?
Yeah. It's probably about 1 in 100.
Oh. Okay, your ticket stops are very different than mine. Either way, go see her tonight, Viquiva, and then tomorrow night, I'm going to be out at Lou Malnati's in North Scottsdale, Scottsdale Road, up in the 101, 6 o'clock for that one. A little bit of time change, a little different. Lou Malnati's Pizzeria, come get
so
some
good.
Pizza and enter for Camel Country Thunder tickets. And then I will be at Lone Butte on Friday. More Country Thunder tickets.
So many Country Thunder tickets.
Oy.
The amount of Country Thunder tickets we've given away this year has been crazy.
I love these ticket stops, let me tell you.
They're
the
best.
When they go away, I will be sad.
It is a sad day. But that also means when they go away, we'll be at Country Thunder.
We'll be at Country Thunder. So there we go.
It's a give and take.
All right, we'll see you guys out tonight. Go see my girl Cheyenne. It's time to say adios, amigos.
Love you so much. Bye.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.